the 12 solar hierarchies are hierarchies of cosmic beings who have been ascended for millions of years and who ensoul the qualities or the virtues of the Godhead. 144,000 virtues are just the beginning of the archetypal patterns which they embody. That's a beginning number for our consciousness to comprehend. Actually, the virtues which they ensoul are infinite. The universe is built upon 12. When you put the 12 on the pyramid, you get 3 on each side. And the 3 on each side represents Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, or the Holy Trinity, in each of man's 4 lower bodies. Now, the worldly astrology that some of you have studied and others have simply heard about is upside down and backwards. I grew up with no knowledge of astrology. I knew that it was something that I should not indulge my consciousness in because it was not holy. It was not pure from God. I could sense this as a child, and when the kids would bring around these books, I would never look at them because I knew that my contact with God was purer than those books, and that if God wished to reveal to me something on astrology, one day he would. And so he has done this and given to me the very pure strain of the consciousness of God, and this is the teaching of the stars for the golden age. And it has to be an inner teaching of the ascended masters. It cannot be a teaching that is based on what we see only with our eyes in the heavens, because the universe is on a curve and we do not see clearly, nor are all the manifestations of the hierarchy in physical manifestation. When we speak then of the hierarchy of Capricorn, we are talking about a group of cosmic beings who ensoul the virtue of God power. Now you can see what these virtues are on your 6.04 round-the-clock protection decree. The hierarchies of Capricorn then are put on the 12 o'clock line, the same number that you have on number C for God power. Now some people say that Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. Aries you can put on the 3 o'clock line. It's the first sign that people see because that is where the cycle initiated by Capricorn at the 12 o'clock line becomes an idea in the mental body. And so that is where man first perceives that which comes forth from God. So the 12 signs are the 12 houses go around the clock, beginning with Capricorn. And we read the clock in a clockwise direction as the clock runs. We do not measure astrology in the backwards direction, nor do we plot the houses in the backwards direction. Now that turns the world's astrology upside down right there. It's no longer even useful to have the charts. Now, if you have the time and you can put them on, or you can just know that the 12 lines in section C are the God qualities. Aquarius ensouls God love. Pisces on the 2 o'clock line ensouls God mastery. I should be losing no one on this because it's all in front of you. All the God qualities are under C, and the houses go according to the order that's on the chart. I know not all of you can see this. It's Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces. That's 12, 1, and 2. 3 o'clock line is Aries, Taurus on the 4, Gemini 5, Cancer 6, Leo 7, Virgo 8. I have divided the clock into 4 equal parts. I have drawn a line from the 12 to the 6 and from the 3 to the 9. So it's just dividing it into quarters like you would cut a piece of pie. The first quadrant of the clock is the etheric body, or the fire body. The second, and we're going around in a clockwise direction when we say the second. The second, which includes numbers 3, 4, 5, is the mental body. The third quadrant, 6, 7, and 8, would be the emotional body. And the fourth quadrant, 9, 10, 11, is the physical body. Now the reason I am telling you this, and the reason that it's absolutely essential that you keep yourself a chart, is because you will understand the tests that come to you individually in the microcosm and on a planetary level. When I get all through talking about this chart, I will begin to talk to you about the signs of the sun and the moon and where they are now, where they were when you were born, and you can exactly to the day anticipate what tests and what challenges you will have on the path. And that is how you will identify the test of the 10 and how you will not fail. It's easy to fail a test when we don't know what that test is. But when we recognize something as a test, then we see that it's absolutely imperative at all costs that we make it. And so we do. We rise to the occasion when we have the knowledge that this is a confrontation. It's like knowing you're going to have a test in school. You come prepared. If you don't know you're going to have it, you're not prepared. Now, the etheric body, then, is the fire body. The mental body is the air body. The emotional body is the water body. The physical body is the earth body. When we talk about fire, air, water, and earth, we are not talking about the chemical elements that comprise this substance. We're talking about a division of densification of spirit to matter. When spirit begins to cycle into manifestation, it first becomes etheric. Most of you here cannot see the etheric plane because it is such a high vibrating frequency. It is fire. Can you see the fire in your heart? It's manifesting on the etheric level. Can you see auras? Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. But the etheric is a level of matter that is so ethereal, as it is called, that we don't see it. And yet, it is the first step down from spirit. The next step down from spirit is the mental body or the mind. Now, we know that the mind is there because we have evidence of it, because we think. I think, therefore I am. So we know that because we have thoughts that we have a mind, and hence we do have a being also. The air outside we can't see either, but we see its impression that it makes upon the trees, and we have the sensation of breathing oxygen. So we take in air and we can testify that we can have an awareness of air. It's the next step down from the etheric level. So that is the next clearest body we have. Then comes the emotional body, whose counterpart is water. We can touch water. It is a sensation to us. And it can be hot, it can be cold, it can be ice, it can be steam. So we are familiar more with our emotional body even than with our air body. Our feelings are very basic to our natures. We don't often cross our feelings. Our feelings usually dominate the course of our ship because it's getting denser and it's more tangible. Finally, the physical body. And everything physical in the entire physical universe represents the lowest descent of spirit into matter. Now, when energy spirals into manifestation, it always starts at the 12 o'clock line and goes in a cycle. A cycle is like a spiral. It starts at 12 and it goes all the way around through the houses and back to 12. Now, everything that comes into manifestation must pass over this circle. The circle then becomes a coil, just like a corkscrew. And so as energy descends, it follows a spiral. You'll hear the masters talking about giant spirals that come forth from the great central sun. This is how energy travels. It is the way electricity travels. It's the way you are sustained by alpha and omega. The spirals are plus and minus. A minus spiral would go in the opposite direction. You put the two together and you have a figure eight. And that is the perfect divine wholeness of the Father, Mother, God, cycling into manifestation, crossing itself and making figure eights all the way through cosmos. Some are tight, some are expanded, depending on the concentration of energy. Now, there are 12 focal points for the precipitation of spirit into matter. And each one of those focal points is one of the 12 hierarchies of the sun. And we give them the houses that are the signs of the zodiac. Now, in order for energy to go from fire to air, it must pass through the houses of Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces. When it goes from Pisces into Aries, fire becomes air. Pisces itself is a water sign in fire. So at that level, the water of Pisces becomes the fire of Aries. There are, as you know, signs that are fire signs, water signs, air signs, and earth signs. And these are spread through the four quadrants. So we have to be aware simultaneously of two factors here. The fire, air, water, and earth of the quadrants, which represent the four lower bodies. And then we have to be aware of the air, fire, water, and earth of the houses themselves. So as soon as we start talking about this, we realize that the whole cosmic egg in which we live is nothing more than a series of spirals within spirals within spirals. These are the wheels that Ezekiel saw. Wheels within wheels within wheels. Start thinking about the atoms within your being, composing molecules, composing cells, composing organs, and systems within systems. And then look at the matter around you and the trees. The entire organization of cosmos is a collection of billions upon billions, infinite numbers of these spirals. But they will all have the same basic pattern of light descending from spirit into matter and then returning again, either through the ascension process or through the process of dissolution. Now we can draw for you on this chart the triangles of the signs that are in common with one another as earth, air, fire, and water, so you can begin to see this. The earth signs are Capricorn, Virgo, and Taurus. I'm drawing a triangle to show you the relationship. The water signs are Pisces, Cancer, and Scorpio. Now that gives us a six-pointed star on the clock. I have joined the 12, 4, and 8 o'clock lines for Capricorn, Taurus, and Virgo. For Pisces, Cancer, and Scorpio, I have made a triangle from 2, 6 to 10 and back to 2 again. Now that makes a perfect six-pointed star of victory. When you have the mastery in your consciousness of the God qualities of those lines, and you'll find them on section C again, then you will have the perfect fusion of the elements. We call it an element, but it is that certain aspect of the Creator's consciousness which manifests as the mastery of earth and water. The mastery of earth gives you dominion in the earth plane. Now, what do you have to have the mastery of to have the mastery of earth? You look at your 604 decree, and you see that on 12, it's God power. On 4, it is God obedience. And on 8, it is God justice. You have to master the use of God power. It's very interesting. People do not understand what God's power is or how to use it. I was having lunch with someone the other day who was not a student. And this person suddenly decided that an intellectual argument or subject that was at hand was of great concern. And he started shaking his fist to make this point. And the quantity of God power that was perverted in that action was colossal. It was just amazing. And this person, of course, had no awareness of the flow of energy out from him or the perversion of the blue ray within his aura as tyranny and it becoming the muddy, the blue turned brown in his aura through this attempt to, with the mind, control God's power. People do this all the time. They pervert power when they yell at each other, when they become irritated. They don't necessarily have to do it through the throat chakra. It doesn't even have to be spoken. You can just sit in your house and be irritated and be misusing God's power. And this is something that the masters cannot, they just cross you off their list as anyone that could be useful to them in holding the balance of power on the earth. I'm starting with that because all release of energy to you begins at the 12 o'clock line. Let's take any dictation, no matter what master it's from. The whole purpose of having an ascended master dictation is so that God can release his power into the world through the throat chakra at the physical level. God releases his power in many ways, but if he can have a perfect instrument whose throat chakra is dedicated to the spoken word of God. Then he can lower power into the world to coalesce. Now, when a dictation is given, those of you who are sensitive feel the power. You feel radiation on your bodies because it has made contact with your centers and your chakras. So it's a tremendous gift that's given to you, and your bodies become filled with power. Now, the next cycle of the dictation will be God love. You'll feel the Master's love and his presence. Then you'll feel the God mastery, the masterful presence on the 2 o'clock line. I'm just going around the clock. This is at the etheric level. This pattern then is established as a threefold flame in your etheric body. Now the Masters are releasing ideas, tremendous ideas. So through the hierarchy of Aries, the step down goes into the mind. At the 3 o'clock line, it's God control. Then at the 4, God obedience. At the 5, God wisdom. So at the mental level, you receive ideas, which if you have a clear mental body, you will retain. Your memory body also has to be purified in order to retain these ideas. Some people tell me that at a conference, they cannot remember what the Masters have said. This is because they have allowed the etheric body to become a sewer of the subconscious mind, and there's no room in it for the ideas of God to be retained. This is what the violet flame is for. This is why we have to decree to clean out the etheric body so that we can retain the perfect images of God. At the 6 o'clock line, you have God harmony. And at that quadrant and that level, when the cycle of the Master's radiation hits you, you are overcome with a tremendous feelings of God. Now, if you have substance of human consciousness in your feeling body, you may begin to weep. Weeping is not a bad thing because it signifies a shift in energy where your feeling body, it's like a mold of hardened jello becoming liquid now and being poured into another more perfect mold. So the waters of your emotional body then are quickened by the Masters. The outer effect may be tears, but then when you gain greater and greater mastery, you don't have that to such a great extent, because you find that your emotional body is a fitting vessel to receive the feelings of God as harmony, gratitude, and justice. Many times it is a lack of balance in the feelings or an injustice. Maybe we feel we've been wronged and now the Master is making things right. So that's a change from injustice to justice on the 8 o'clock line, and it has that weeping effect. Now on the physical level, you feel the Masters as reality, as vision, and as victory. This is when you actually feel the tangible radiation in your physical body, and there are changes in your physical body, and this can reach the place where you actually see the Masters. At the physical level, you can see them with your physical sight because your body has become that purified. Now that's a cycle of the Master's release. That's one complete revolution of the clock of your being during one dictation. Now you take John the Beloved, who releases that whole sphere in love. It's just like wrapping up the whole clock in love. That whole release, even though it went blue, pink, yellow, blue, pink, yellow, blue, pink, yellow, blue, pink, yellow for each side of the pyramid. The whole thing is an expression of the love that comes from the white fire core. Now let's talk about these colors again. The threefold flame manifests on each side of the pyramid. And the pyramid is the square. This is your city four square, your four lower bodies that I'm drawing with a dotted line, connecting the 12, 3, 6, 9 lines. Those are the blue power signs. They're like the skeletal framework of our consciousness. They would compare to our bone structure. Now, you know, you speak about people who don't have any gumption as spineless. It's because they lack the blue ray. And when people are spineless, nothing else comes out right. Now let's see what these spineless qualities are. They're listed in number B of the 604 decree. On the 12 o'clock line, the perversion of God power that manifests in the subconscious mind which we call the electronic belt, is criticism, condemnation, and judgment. Now, you find that people who use their God power to go around criticizing everybody else, they take that impetus of power and they take everybody else apart. They have no power left for themselves, so they're spineless like jellyfish. And they're the people that accomplish the least and are the most worthless people around, the people that criticize everybody else. Then you have the 3 o'clock line, the perversion of God control is the great ego of the human mind, conceit, deceit, arrogance, and ego. That's the carnal mind. Now, these are the people that fail because they're always trying to outdo everybody else, and they're trying to shine from a human standpoint. This is the line on which Lucifer fell. It's the mental consciousness and awareness of the self as being separate from God. Now you find that people who have pride and are easily hurt and are easily offended and wounded, and the pride is the big thing in their lives, they never are really great men, because the truly great through all ages are always the most humble. These are the people that outlast the stars, outlast the people that come on for a little while, whether it's in music or art or government or what have you. They're up there for a few years and then they peter out. But the ones that we've heard of for centuries and centuries, the Socrates, the Plato, the Jesus, the Buddha, always the most humble people, because they have sublimated their pride and they have put it into God control. They don't desire recognition because they know that they are recognized of God. And they go along and they do their work quietly and they achieve. 6 o'clock line. Here is where people sometimes lose all their light, on the 6 o'clock line, and I'll tell you why. From the 12 to the 6 o'clock line is the going out action of Alpha. That is the first half of your circle. At 6 o'clock, the energies return from Omega back to Alpha. So at the 6 o'clock line, the father passes the torch to the mother. Now there is that changing of the guard. It's like runners in a race. And it's a changing of gears, a major change of gears when you go from an idea to a feeling. You go from your mental body to your emotional body. And this is where an idea that you have of something you want to do is going to be clothed with feeling. Now if you don't have harmony, how can you clothe it with feeling? It can't be good feeling if it's not harmony. So this is where the test of harmony will always come, and this is where, when you have passed all the 6 preceding tests from 12 to 5, of which I've only touched on 2 now because I'm doing the blue, but that energy's gone all the way from the 12 to the 5 o'clock line, half a cycle, and you spill it on the ground because you allow yourself to become disturbed. You allow yourself to lose your harmony. It can be, usually it's by becoming emotional and upset. The qualities listed here are indecision, self-pity, and self-justification. You feel sorry for yourself, and this energy, when it accumulates in the subconscious, makes for very indecisive people. They can't make up their minds what to do because they've got this jelly-like mass on the 6 o'clock line, and therefore they're never ready for action. You can never count on these people to be ready or there when you need them, because they can never make up their minds. Because they're completely involved in a perpetual state of justifying the position of the human ego. These are the people that never amount to anything, because they were never able to decide anything to do anything. This is why it's written in the book of Revelation, "Thou art neither hot nor cold, therefore I will spew thee out of my mouth." God would rather have us be decisive and take some action. And if it's a wrong action, we'll learn by our mistake, than just to sit and piddle around all our lives and never do anything. Then on the 9 o'clock line, you have the God quality of God reality. God reality enables us to focus, instead of the veil of Maya or illusion in the plane of matter, to focus the realities of God. The perversions of reality are dishonesty, treachery, and intrigue. Now, it's been an amazing thing to me during this past year, it has been my assignment on the cosmic clock, as I will show you what your assignments are, to challenge every form of unreality, including death. And I have seen this night and day, all day long, for 12 months. And the thing that I have noticed is that for a vast majority of humans on this planet, dishonesty is a way of life. They feel that it is impossible to succeed in business or in any other way unless they are dishonest or involved in some kind of intrigue. Now, on a planetary level, the consciousness of the mafia would be on that line. The consciousness of a lack of honor, for instance, in the White House, a lack of honesty with the people and with the press, is all on that line. And it's an amazing thing, but when you begin to get into deception, you know that old saying about when you start to deceive, how does that go? Yeah, tangled web it is, it's Maya. What a tangled web we were first we practiced to deceive. They have to keep on compensating for the lie. And this compensation for intrigue never stops. So they use all the power of all the cycles of life that come to them that are released hourly from the God presence to perpetuate this web of Maya upon which they have conditioned their entire human existence. This is the story of this planet. Now we have determined this year to send forth the all-seeing eye of God and to penetrate human Maya to expose the lie. We have demanded in our decree sessions the exposure of the lie in the White House, the exposure of the lie and the discrepancies on Vietnam and over every other political situation, until we've come to a place now when there's nothing but intrigue in the papers and Nixon is being questioned and everyone else is being questioned. Because the exposure of all of this intrigue is coming to the fore. It's very important that people are faced with the lie so that they can see the reality that's behind it. When have people ever loved honor more than right now? They wish for a president that had honor. Isn't that the greatest wish of everyone in the country today? They want a president that's honorable. And it's because the lie is exposed that then we begin to desire the highest antithesis of it, which is the highest expression of the light. So then you have this great momentum toward a desire for God reality. Now that is the skeleton of your being. And I would suggest that you begin your preparation for your test of the 10 and for your ascension by conquering those four lines. Because you will never get anywhere without that blue ray of the will of God. It's an interesting thing, but while I am seated here talking about this, I can see into all of the electronic belts and see where this substance of the 12369 is an impediment to everyone here to a greater or lesser extent, because we've all been involved in some of this at some time or another in all of our embodiments. Now you see, just this much illumination can give us a tremendous impetus toward the ascension, because we can make up our minds never to pervert God power with criticism, never to pervert God control with a puffed up ego, never to pervert God harmony with self-pity. We're never going to feel sorry for ourselves because we know we're going to abort the cycle of Alpha to Omega. Do you know the word atom means Alpha to Omega? This was a great revelation I received when I saw that the cosmos is a cosmic egg. Now, Alpha is in the center of every atom, and Omega is on the periphery, manifest as the negative aspect in the electron. And the energy vibration back and forth between the center and the periphery is the Alpha to Omega, which is the Om. The tone between the center and the periphery of the atom. This is why it's so wonderful to say Om, because we bring our atoms into alignment with Alpha and Omega. It's also I and my Father are one. I and my Father are one. This was shown to me that this is the song that is sung by the electron. This is the hum of the electron. The whole hum of the cosmos is I and my Father are one. We have a new meditation to I and my Father are one. I'd like to give you that because when you intone that, you'll start the spiral of transmutation of the very qualities now that we have exposed. In the 9 o'clock line, you're going to want reality so bad that you're going to become a devotee of the honor of God. You know, we all have these little areas where we say, well, it doesn't matter, you know, if I do this, this little small little dishonesty here, this small little dishonesty there. And all of a sudden, when you become a lover of God reality, suddenly it matters. It matters. Everything becomes so precise in your world that you wouldn't absolutely think a dishonest thought because you know it would upset the equilibrium of your whole consciousness. So actually the ascending process is one of refinement. Things we tolerated yesterday in ourselves we wouldn't dream of tolerating today because we're wiser, we have more light, and the light has exposed it as being out of congruency with the Godhead.